our life is hid with Him. Amen. And a lot of people take their life somewhere else and take a lot of things granted in this life, but He is our life. Amen. Sure enough, He gives all that what we need in the kingdom of God, Sister Darlene. I want to ponder on this thought tonight, and I'm not going to try to be lengthy in my message. Amen. I have to be very careful about that because sometimes when you say you're not lengthy, you might go on more than what you should. But I believe, in other words, giving the corn out and shuckling it out as quick as I can, and when the anointing stops, I want to stop. Amen. Praise the Lord. But God has blessed us with a thought tonight. Amen. And I had been pondering my mind with several things, but I said I better stick to this thought. And I know that you've heard this before in the times past. Brother Matt Nat has preached it. And you probably heard by other ministers speaking from the Word of God tonight. We're going to be ministering from the 8th chapter of the book of Mark. You got your Bibles turned to this place. In the 8th chapter of Mark, in the 27th verse, reading through the 29th verse. When you get that, just say amen. Amen. Praise God. And Jesus went out and his disciples into the towns of Caesarea Philippi. And by the way, he asked his disciples, saying unto them, whom do men say that I am? And they answered, John the Baptist, but some say Elias, and others one of the prophets. And he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Brother William, will you pray tonight before we begin? Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Master. Yes, Lord. Speak to us, Lord. Yes, Jesus. In the name of Christ. The importance to know who He is and the identity that we have in association with Him. Brother Garrett, many today do not know who He is. They only see a shadow of some of the good things that's been spoken in the Word of God. And we need a personal relationship. And I know many people in this life, they have had a personal relationship with Christ. But still, they are in the dark of actually who He is. Now, you're wondering, well, you say, Brother Miles, where you thought you're going now, you're going to say something about identity and the thought of who He is. No, I'm going to ponder on this thought. What do you think of Him? What do you say of Him? Amen. Praise God. Many people have thought about who He is in the relationship in the body of Christ. Let's speak about the Trinitarian faith of people believing like they believe it. There are three that they say that sit upon the throne. That's what they say of Him, that there are three gods, and they say there's one God in three. But I can't comprehend that through by what the Word of God is saying to us. What does the Word say of Him? What do you believe of Him? What do you think of Him? Amen. And I tell you, I want to see what John saw in the book of Revelation. He said this, I see only one upon the throne. One upon the throne. Hey, right in the midst of that, you might say that here's the Father in the center, and here is the Holy Ghost on the left side, and Jesus here on the right side. Amen, that's what they're saying. But I know, praise God, that there is only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Praise God. What do you say, and what do you think of Him? Amen, and that's what they're saying. In this world, there's so many have the conception in believing that there are three that sit upon the throne. Now, if you look in the logic of what the Bible says, and what in looking at it in a natural sense to a extent, and it says you might say a systematic type language, and the logic said, "Well, I see three." You know, and a Trinitarian, a lot of Trinitarian people say that. And I know that there are a lot of the Trinitarian faith that they have a walk with God and they believe God. But in what they say of themselves of Him, I don't know why I'm going through all this. But I know that their thoughts upon Him, that they looked at, they are three distinct persons in the Godhead. Praise God. But we know Jesus is the only one that's in the Godhead. I said Jesus is the only one in the Godhead. What do you think of that? Praise God. Jesus is the only one in the Godhead. Amen. Yet they can't understand how the Father, and they speak of the Father, and they use the word Father, but there are many fathers in this life. Amen. They wanted to know. They can't even answer the question, Sister Darlene, when Jesus Himself upon that in the Scripture and what is written in the Scripture of Him, who the Father is. The Bible said He was conceived of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Conceived of the Holy Ghost. We know who the Father is. But yet they cannot answer the question, who did Father Jesus? Did both of them, did the Holy Ghost Father Jesus? Or did the Father Himself, only Himself, Father Jesus? Well, you can get confused there because of what they're saying. Listen, the Holy Ghost, amen, or the Spirit of God, we know it is God's Spirit or He's God Himself. Praise God. But yet, they want to declare that there's a distinct person itself, separate itself of God the Father. Now, that's to me, that's a very confining type statement of what they teach. I don't know why I'm going through this, but to ponder to this, to actually say who Jesus Christ is. The Bible says in St. John, in St. John 1 and 10, He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. I said the world knew Him not. He came into His own, and His own received Him not. Even to His own people He came. Praise God. To His own people, to save His own people, to the lost state, He came to save their souls. And yet they rejected Him. Who did they say? Who did they think that He was? Or who is this? And yet this is the Messiah that came on the scene to save His people. It was prophesied, Brother Garrett, that He would come. Not another, but He's the only one. John the Baptist spoke of Him and said that He Himself is the forerunner. Talking about if John is the forerunner of Christ. Amen. And He said, behold, look, this is the Lamb of God. This is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the whole world. John knew who He was. Praise God. knew exactly who he was. And I say that the Jews, the Jewish nation, rejected him because they didn't want to have no part of him. What think you of Christ? They hated him and they persecuted him and they mocked him. Amen. Because of the words of what he said, because of the doctrine of what he said to his people. Listen, he was born in the stable, and he was put in a feeding trough. You know what a manger is? He was put there, set forth for people to behold him, to look at him, and many did see him. Praise God. And he sets before us, and yet many will not accept of what he is saying to us. What the Spirit of God declares unto us. What the Holy Ghost says unto us. How to live a separated and holy life in this world. Praise God. Listen, the shepherds in the field, they did not ignore him. But they was ready to receive all they had to offer. They offered their lives unto him. When they seen that star, Brother William, they followed the star and they inquired of the star and all like this to their curiosity and what they stirred, what was stirred in their heart, that they knew that one was going to come on the scene one day to give his life, to restore men unto his natural state, into his former state, to be born again of the water and of the Spirit. Praise God. The Pharisees. And you know who the Pharisees? They're the ones that believe that there's going to be a resurrection. And the Sadducees could not see that there was no resurrection themselves. But the Pharisees, what would they have to reproach of Jesus? And what did they say of him? What did they declare of Jesus? And they made this statement, Brother William. He said, he eateth with publicans and sinners. Luke 15:2. Amen. They were quickly to pass judgment of him because they hated him. Yeah, but Jesus ate with publicans and sinners, and he chose the lower state, and he came to them, amen, so that he could open up the eyes of the blind, praise God, so that they themselves could have, amen, wonderful salvation. How many do y'all know who Cephas? I'm not maybe pronouncing that word, or Cephas. He was a high priest. What did you say of him? What did the high priest say of him? Jesus himself made this statement. He said, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. I want you to know the high priest said he was a blameless thief. Amen. Because Jesus made that declaration of statement, amen, that he said in power. Amen. In authority. The Trinitarian people want to say this, that he sits upon at the right hand of God. But the right hand of power is what the right hand of God is. God only sits alone by himself, and there's no one beside him. Praise God. Amen. I'm talking about he's become our song and our salvation. That's what David said. And that's what he is to me also.
Praise the Lord.
But us apostolic people, we know different of what the right hand or the right hand of power, hand of God is. Does not note position. Praise God. What do you think of that? They would say, hey, there's one sitting on the right hand there. I don't know why I'm getting into all of this, but I'm going to teach you a little bit about apostolic, of what we believe in. We got apostolic people who don't know and don't actually understand that there's only one. Now come on now. I might not be hearing too many amens, but the identity of who He is and what He is to you and what do you think of Him? Amen. He's coming. Church. Amen. One day after the people. What glorious day that there will be when we shall see Him in the clouds and behold Him. Hey, there ain't gonna be three. There ain't gonna be the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, all three there. There only gonna be one. Hey, they declare about Jesus coming in with His angels. He had to be God. Amen. Man, y'all mighty quiet. I hope y'all enjoying this. Is there any other than Jesus sitting on the throne? Do you see another one? Huh? Amen. That's right. One God. Amen. Yet you got millions and millions and millions of people have the conception what they think of Him in separation of Him. It makes a big difference, church. Oh, I could go on to that about how in the water baptism in His name. Amen. And we know who. What is that name?
Jesus.
I said, what is that name?
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. And what can He do for you? Amen. I serve Him, Brother William, because I love Him. Because, amen, He's become my song and my salvation. I serve Him because, amen, He has all what I need, amen, in this life. He is all what I want in this life. Praise God. But my soul, my fortress, my high tower, amen, He's become all these things in this life. He has provided for us with His protection. Praise God. Don't worry. Got some more corn for you, but I ain't gonna shuckle too much out for you. God sits alone there upon His throne. Well, let's go on to our thought. The question was asked to Pilate. Y'all know who Pilate was. He said, what is your opinion of Christ? And yet in punning, and what did Pilate think? And Pilate made this declaration, Brother William. He said this of Jesus Christ: I find no fault in this man. There's nothing wrong with this man. Woo! Which one? Well, he's all three in one. He's all three. Praise God. In the manifestation of, amen, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, all three in one. Excuse me. All three in one. Yet, how many do you see? There you go. Only one. Praise God, because He's revealed, amen, Himself. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Amen. And yet the Trinitarian people said God in the beginning was God, and they used God, said in plural form, using singular action. You get what I'm saying? They say in singular action, say, hey, here's the Father, here's the Son, and here's the Holy Ghost, and there's three. I don't know why I'm still getting on that thought, Brother William, because of what we teach and believe. I find no fault with Him at all. And Pilate made that statement to Him, but yet, amen, He washed up His hand. He said, of this, of the innocent blood, He still participated in all that when they persecuted him because of who he was. Yes, he's the Son of God. Praise God. And yet the Father dwelleth in him. I said the Father dwelleth in him, in the bosom, because he was God the Father. Yet he was limited to the point of his, in his limitations as the Son of Man. Yes, he had all what we knew of the infirmities in this life, but yet he himself with no sin. With all the adversities that he faced. And yet, I don't know why I'm getting on to him, but I'm trying to pin my thought in the part of what do I think of him. I make this statement because I want somebody to get part of this, and it still goes into the apostolic. And when Jesus says, "Lo, I am with you always to the end of the world." So he was omnipresent. He's everywhere. Jesus says the Father was everywhere. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? But yet they claim that how can he be omnipresent, and yet they deny the deity of who he is. Amen. When Jesus made the statement, he said this, "Lo, I'm with you always. Lo, I am. I am. The I am. The God I am." Back in the Old Testament. Amen. To the same God. What do we think of him? Because he's God. Amen. And we see him in the New Testament. Yet, amen, in the types and the shadows that we see in the Old Testament of what they proclaimed of him. Well, Judas, one of the disciples of the Lord, the one that sat with him, amen, at times ate with him, the one that carried the money, what do you think of Jesus? Something happened to him. Amen. Something got a hold of him. And we know the devil entered into him. And yet, we see him, what he thought of him. He said, "Well, I'll betray him, the one that I kiss. You just give me 30 pieces of silver, and I'll let you know who he is." Amen. And so we see him kissing him. And I reckon today, that's the reason why a lot of the saints of God do not pass on about this holy kiss. Huh? Yes, I kiss the brethren at times. Don't you look at me funny and strange now. Praise God. Bible said, "Greet them with a holy kiss." Amen. I said, "Holy." Thank you, Sister Sylvia. Anyhow, they themselves. You know, after he betrayed the Lord, he went and hung himself because he knew that Jesus was innocent. That he gave unto them of him, of Christ Jesus, in betraying the innocent blood. Yes, Judas seen all the miracles and the wonders that Christ did. You think about that. But yet, he hung himself. The question is asked, what did John the Baptist thought of Christ? What did he think of Christ, Brother William? And yet he himself knew so much in being the forerunner of Christ, he said, "Truly, this was the Son of God. Truly, this is the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world." John 1:29. Then we read of John the Apostle, of what he thought of Christ. And finding in the scripture that is written in Revelation 22:16, John says this of Christ: "He is the bright and morning star." The morning star. I'm afraid many people cannot see the star because they got their head so low down into the ground. And how can they get to when they are so lowly down to the ground? How can they behold the star that's up? Come on now. Some of y'all got that statement. Praise God. We might reach down and get in a hole full of mud sometime, but we got to look up and see actually who he really is and think of who he really is. Well, the question they asked of Peter, what do you say of your master? And Peter made this declaration. He said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, the Son of the living God. I know who he is. Flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you. Amen. But thank God for the revelation of Jesus Christ. Praise God and knowing in the identity of who he is. What did I think of him? Because he's the Son of Man and he's the Son of God. Praise God. Yes, I'm sticking with my thought. The question. And yet there are people that asked of this, and they make the statement, and they call him Old Doubting Thomas. Old Doubting Thomas. Amen. What you say of him? Man, I'm trying to pin this pretty quickly. But, you know, I want to make this statement quick as I could. I went among the Methodist people in my early days when I was a young minister. I was sent among them. My twin brother had approached me, Brother William, about going on the Emmaus walk. And that has to do with a lot of faith coming together. And, of course, you know, the Methodists are going to preach and say of their doctrine and things like that and so on. But anyhow, I was sent there by a man of God. I didn't come to look around and condemn, but yet I was searching because my pastor said, go. I said, my twin brother wants me to go. I said, what do you say? He said, go. And I went. And they had these tables and several people coming together, and they had the sign on each table here, you know, Peter, Simon, Andrew, so on and forth. Of the 12, they had 12 tables and gathered around these with the people. And guess who they put Brother Miles in? Thomas, Old Doubting Thomas. Praise God. I just wanted to pin that in because the experience that I had. It didn't bother me one bit that I was put in the disciple, you know, with Thomas. And yet they say he was doubting. And we use the word doubting because, you know, the reason why I said, unless I put my finger in his hand, the nails in his hand, and stick my hand also in his side of Christ Jesus, I would not believe. But yet, here he said it, what Thomas said of him, he said, my Lord and my God, when he beheld him. When he came on the scene, and this is after Jesus, amen, done resurrected from the dead in John 20 and 28. Now I got to speak of a man that you know real, real. Saul of Tarsus. He was persecuted him. What testify you against him, Saul? And yet we find in part of his life and before the ninth chapter of the book of Acts, we find him greatly putting those in prison for the name of Christ. What do you think of him now? But later on we find that he beheld the vision that was given to him when the light shone in his life there in the book of in the ninth chapter of the book of Acts. And his declaration, he made this instead of him of Christ Jesus. What things were gained to me, those I counted lost for Christ, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Philippians 3, 7 through 8. In the statement that I'm fixing to make, and speaking of the angels of heaven, what do you think of Christ? What do you think of Him? And the angels made this declaration unto us, unto you is born a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. That's found in Luke 2, verse 11. And I'm coming up to the summary and to the very, almost to the very conclusion of my message. Dear friend, what think ye of Christ? This is a valid question, for Jesus said this. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14, verse 6. A lot of people are trying to find their answer in a lot of things in this life, Brother William. They think that there's another way. Some think that Buddha is the answer. Some think that Mohammed is the answer. And they got all kinds of gods. Come on now. But Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. There's no other than this word of God. For it is certified unto us. Amen. And it was given to us by the prophets moved with the Holy Ghost. To the conclusion. What did the Father, amen, say of Him? Now I want you to get my drift now while I'm fixing to say this. We know that He's the Father. We know He Himself, He was the Son. Amen. But what did the Father say of Him? He said this, and thy Father in heaven, who knoweth all things, He knoweth all things. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Matthew 3, verse 17. Yes, I made it as quick as I could. I believe I got my thought out. Y'all thought I was going to preach a long time, didn't you? Amen. Praise God that I have enjoyed, amen, speaking to you tonight. Sister Sylvia, I hope you got something to say. You want to make something statement here? But I can, anyhow, what do you feel like doing? Let's stand, will you?